This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. During my meeting in Bloomington earlier this week, the Illinois Director of Agriculture, Raymond Poe, spoke with our group about the state fair and budget issues. Poe said there's been a lot of concern about having a state fair without a state budget, but according to him, the financial impact is too significant to not host the annual event.
We're getting ready to have a state fair, and there's a lot of questions of should you be having a state fair when there's not a budget. But the financial impact of the state fair just on Central Illinois and the state is like $86 million, and that generates a lot of taxes and a lot of sales tax and a lot of jobs. DuCoin is in that area down there. That's about a $6 million impact it has down there in that area. So you can see that the fairs are very important, and it's the number one industry in Illinois, and we got to promote. I don't know of any business in Illinois that don't have some kind of promotions of their product, and that's what we have to do. And so we got a great fair. It's starting 11th in Springfield to the 21st, and you know, DuCoin 26th, and it runs also for 10, 11 days.
Poe was also asked about the proposed Fair Foundation Bill. The bill did not move through the session this spring, but it's possible that it could see some action in the future. The director said the foundation would provide great benefits for both the Springfield and DuCoin fairs and the fairgrounds.
Well, definitely it would mean a lot because we had a CDB come out and assess the fairgrounds both in Southern Illinois and Springfield. And they assess that we got about $180 million of maintenance that's been deferred that we need to start at. And what we wanted to do with that foundation, right now we got some major companies in Iowa, Indiana, and some of these other states that are sponsoring. And I happen to have a daughter living in Oklahoma. And you go to the state fair, their fairgrounds, and I mean, you walk in on the biggest building out there, says Monsanto or some truck dealer or something. And so that's what we was wanting to do. And we haven't given up. We got to become creative. And the reason we need a foundation is we need a place for people to donate money and probably form a 501c3 or something. And then that way we can they can deduct that from their taxes and saves the taxpayers of Illinois. Can you imagine if we could get something going and we get $180 million over a period of 5 to 10 years, how much tax money that saves to the taxpayers? And then we can continue to showcase agriculture.
Warren Ghosh, the Bureau Chief of Environmental Programs for the Illinois Department of Agriculture, was also present at the meeting. He added that he agrees with Director Poe and that the funding is necessary for long-term maintenance of the fairground buildings.
I agree with the director that, you know, some kind of a public-private partnership, I think, is more than appropriate. We're to the point now where we're tarping buildings and visqueening roofs and not doing the long-term maintenance that we need to be doing. Instead, we're trying to put on temporary fixes, and I think the idea of a foundation to bring in some private funding would allow us to make those more permanent fixture or fixes to these problems more like a long-term solution rather than to try and put Band-Aids on some of these buildings. Because certainly you do go to Iowa, for example, their fairgrounds are beautiful, and there's no reason why ours can't be just as good or better. We have some really historic structures on those grounds, but they are in need of repair, and the idea of a foundation and bringing in private monies is one way that we can rehabilitate those structures.
The director was also asked if the focus of the fair would continue to be on agriculture as it was last year. This was his response.
Absolutely. Director Nelson, he moved a lot of farm things up right in the center of the fairgrounds, right across from the firehouse, and showcased agriculture, and that was a great change, and we had a lot of good comments on that. And also the sale of champions, they moved it, and everybody liked that. And those are a couple of the ideas that we're sticking with. Ag day, this year, Ag Day, this is going to be a breakfast like it was last year, and rumors out steak and eggs, but I don't know. The reason I said that is, you know, 1 year they have pork and 1 year they have beef, and it's beef's turn this year, so we're hoping they won't have steak and eggs, so we're looking forward to that.
Once again, those comments were from the Illinois Director of Agriculture, Raymond Poe, and the Chief of Environmental Programs, Warren Ghosh. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.